Another word commonly used in phrasal verbs is the word count. In the English language, there are four main phrasal verbs using count: count in, count out, count up, and count down. The following will explain the meaning of each and show how it is used. Count someone out. This phrase means that you are unable to contar com a participação de alguém. It can also be used in a context of someone who is considered unlikely to succeed. Here are some examples. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow when you are planning to leave for the game, so count me out. He has a lot to learn, but he also has talent, so don't count him out just yet. Count someone in. As you can probably guess, this phrase means the opposite of count someone out. It means able to contar com a participação de alguém. Here is an example. Do you want to go to a Chinese restaurant after class? I love Chinese food. Count me in. Count down. This phrase means fazer contagem regressiva. It can be easily confused with the word countdown, which is a noun meaning contagem regressiva. However, this is a phrasal verb. Here is an example of how this phrase is used. Join us as we count down the 10 most amazing soccer games of all time. Count up. This phrase is very similar to the single word count, but has a slightly different meaning. Count up means to count something to arrive at a total. Here is an example. Count up the money we've raised so far, and we'll see if we have enough to buy a house.